You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome into the Ravens Press Pass podcast. It is Wednesday, April 17th. The Ravens offseason conditioning program is underway, and today we had a chance to hear from strength and conditioning coach Scott Elliott, as well as some key players. So let's kick things off with Scott.
All right, we good? First timer, so bear with me. Yeah, as you all know, Monday we started the offseason program. Had a great turnout. It's been awesome. I mean, today's Wednesday, so you have the natural high on Monday, you know, and you're riding that, and emotionally you get geared back up to finish the week strong and continue phase one. So phase one, we love. I'm talking from a biased point of view, strength and conditioning. That's when we get, you know, time on the field with the guys, time in the weight room, you know, on field. We're working everything from max acceleration or max velocity, acceleration, change of direction, decel, and then into tissue prep, conditioning, cardiovascular conditioning that's going to carry us through phase one into phase two, OTAs, and then mini camp. In the weight room, we're working on structural balance. So we're really trying to build a base, right? So front to back, left to right, something that we can lay down as the foundation to go into more of a power phase, take us into mini camp, and a successful 2024 season. So I'm excited. It's been a great turnout. We've had a lot of fun with it. The guys are working their tails off, and can't wait to keep going. Is there any questions?
How would you kind of describe? You kind of gave a rundown there.
Yeah.
What are kind of what's the core philosophy, I guess, of the program as you build it out, starting now throughout the entire season?
Yeah. So, with the core philosophy, it all comes back to really what you hear Coach Harbaugh say, you know, throughout the year. We want to be the strongest team in the NFL. And yeah, in week one, but in December, and then even beyond, right? December football means the most, but that's what carries us into the playoffs. So that is the baseline for our core philosophy. So what we're doing now, when I say structural balance, we're really trying to, I look at these guys as skyscrapers in the sense of they're larger than life. So with that, with a skyscraper, you got to dig down deep. You got to have a foundation that supports that. So, you can talk injury prevention, you can talk performance, you can talk all these things, but what it comes down to is what we do out here, and especially in the weight room, makes them the best version of themselves out on the field. That's what it all comes down to.
Scott, your job, fairly or unfairly, often is judged mostly by injury aversion and injuries. Just what's your philosophy regarding that? How do you handle that?
Yeah. You can't be the best version of yourself if you're not available to play. So, you know, there's an old saying that the greatest ability in football is availability. And second to that is repeatability. You know, can you do it time and time again? So, you know, there's a couple things that play into that. Strength through full ranges of motion, I put a high priority on. And then in a controlled environment, put them in positions and in places that we can strengthen so that when they're put in it out in a dynamic environment, they've been there before. Because injury can occur when the body's put in place that hadn't been before, and it's got to react. So we're trying to kind of train that to a degree.
How important is it for these guys sort of come in here already sort of shape
far as
hit the ground running?
Oh, it's great. And, you know, again, you're talking to a biased opinion here, but the Raven way, you know, we've got the guys have come in phenomenal shape. So that allows us to kind of start one step ahead of maybe where you'd have to start elsewhere, you know, start more basic. So, it's of huge value, and then it allows us to kind of progress more efficiently leading into phase two And then in phase three, when they're, you know, OTAs and then mini camp.
Scott, how do you work with guys who have off-season programs or maybe have personal trainers? How do you mesh your program with what they're doing?
Yeah, we sit down with the guys as they come back and we go through an audit, you know, what they're looking to gain out of this program, our program. Because we say our program, it's not the StrengthsFast program. It's collectively, it's our program. So we're looking at what they've done, you know, whether they were away for the last 8 weeks or really a lot of times we'll be in communication with the trainer that they're working with so that we know, so that we can either advance what they're doing, we can redirect, we can work together on it to kind of help meet the needs of the athlete.
Scott, how do you balance, you had a good year. I mean, nobody bats 1,000, but you guys had a pretty good year on the injury front. How do you balance trying to stay cutting edge and push things forward with not wanting to kind of tinker with some of the stuff that worked really well last year on that front?
Yeah. You're always looking to progress, right? But you also, kind of to Garrett's point of the core foundation, you want to stay true to. Bless you. We had a great year in that regard. We had great preparation. Really, to maybe be more specific in that answer, my word for them this week was intent, right? I said, last year was effort and energy. Bring the effort, bring your energy, we match it. This year was intensity, but we talked about it in the sense of, how do you get to intensity? It's not the rah-rah, it's not the one rep max, it's your level of intent. So I think that's how we take it this year, what we were able to kind of accomplish last year. And with a high level of intent or tenacious intent to make intensity, that's where we can be specific. We individualize the programs. We make it customized to them to give them the best opportunity to, again, be the best version of themselves out on the field.
Scott, what's the energy like right now among the team, and what are they building on in this phase?
Yeah, energy's high with an edge. Be the simplest way to say it. You know, just obviously you have the ability to reflect back on last year during the off season, and guys have come back with high energy because they know the path that we kind of ventured down as a group, and we got a large portion of the team back. We've got great additions. So there's an edge to it in the sense of taking the next step.
Other than the low injury rate, what do you think some of the biggest successes you guys had last year were that you want to build off of, or what were some of the needs to keep something as you head into this offseason?
Yeah. I would say, you know, building off the successes last year is the engagement with the weight room. The players understanding that we're here to work for them and with them, right? But, you know, we talk about the customization of the workouts, and then we talk about, you know, different recovery modalities that we've implemented with the guys through training camp throughout the year. And then we kind of reworked, we tweaked last year, we've continued to tweak it this year, of how we approach our programming. Our programming is still as consistent as it ever has been over the last, you know, handful of years, but we lead into it much more with a care of approach with mobility and activation focus, and then we get into our primary movers. And what that's kind of built on or built for us is players having that intent when we get to the work of what the work is focused on. So they feel ready, they attack it, and that allows for us to grow it.
Got new running back this year, Derrick Henry, the notorious workout legend.
Yeah, I'd like to take credit for that, I wish, but.
What's that process been like, and then kind of spinning forward? Obviously, he's a guy who's 30 now and kind of on that back end of things in terms of you see declines in running backs. So how do you sort of manage to avoid those situations, I guess?
So Derrick was here on Monday, you know, yesterday and today. And, you know, when you get past just the awe factor of, you know, as advertised, you know, everything you see. And we played him last year, and, of course, I've seen him over the years. But to see him in here running, lifting, I go back to the word intent. He attacks everything with such a high level of intent, intent with tenacity. That's why he's Derrick Henry. That's why what we're gonna, you know, what we're gonna help him do is keep that same trajectory. He's had one heck of a career. Our goal is that it gets even better from here, you know, and not age, not years of service, none of that. He keeps getting better and better, and it's his work ethic. I mean, that was evident in the last 72 hours. It's immediate. The guy has a high level of focus. He prioritizes his body. He works extremely hard, and that's what's gonna continue.
We'll take two more.
Scott, Lamar always seems to kind of be like the Pied Piper. People want to be around him. They follow him. Yeah. How much does, when he's around and involved, how much does that kind of lift the level and expectations of the room?
He's a magnet. Right, everybody sees it. You see it kind of in the media. You see Lamar out on the field. He's a magnet. But in the weight room, out here running, how physically gifted he is one aspect of it. But his personality that's you know, paired with it, guys are drawn to it. And then there's a competitive nature. And you know, all of us, I'd say all of us in the building are drawn towards Lamar's personality. So having him, you know, engage with us and bought in is just it's been incredible.
Scott, on those lines, I think people saw Lamar coming into the building looking a little bit lean.
Yeah.
I guess how much is even worth reading into someone's physical appearance at this point in the calendar?
Right. You know, Lamar coming in on Monday, everybody's talking about being lean. Lamar's in great shape, and what it's allowing us to do, and I just got done with the training session with him before coming out here, is to add lean muscle on top of it. We did shoulder conditioning today, you know, to help him be the elite quarterback that he is. So I'd say this, I've never been more excited in April for Lamar Jackson.
We also heard from veteran linebacker Roquan Smith.
Perfect. What's up?
Well, how's it being here around the guys and getting things kicked off for the season?
No, yeah, it's awesome being back here around the guys, building a good base this week with the guys in the weight room and whatnot. And so happy to be back. And yeah, we all know what our goal is, but it's very early right now. So just enjoying the time with the guys, seeing everybody around the building, including you guys, you know. So it's good to see you guys' faces.
How would you kind of describe the vibe, the energy, you know, in the locker room as everyone's back and looking ahead for the season?
Yeah, obviously last season is last season. This season is a totally new year, and I think everyone is very excited about what all we have coming forward, and we know the potential that we have with this team. We've added pieces, and I'm sure throughout the draft and throughout the rest of the offseason we'll add more pieces. I'll leave that to the people upstairs, but I'm definitely excited. I'm ready to get the year going, but there's a process, and I'm very respectful of that. It's not weird at all. You know, life happens. So, and he's somewhere else right now. I got to tear his picture down in the linebacker room, you know. So we have like linebackers all over the wall. So I need to probably make a video of me, like, you know, maybe punching it and like or something like that. But or maybe I'll ask C. Hort, get out there on special teams, maybe a punt play, and hopefully it's D. State just to get something with him. But no, I'm happy for him. I'm wishing him all the best, and it'll be good to see him twice a year. He's still my guy, but, you know, it's when war is war, that's what it is.
What do you see in potential for Trenton Simpson playing next year this season?
Yeah, no, Simp, just been, like, even talking with him this offseason, even throughout last season, I know the type of respect he has for the game and for himself as well, and the way he's been busting his tail, like, all offseason, talking with Scott and everyone, how he's, you know, the guy's busting his tail, want to be the best, and I know his mindset. So I'm excited. He has all the potential in the world. It's just going to be about putting that on the field week in and week out and just trusting his ability. And if he does that, like, I think he'll be the best second-year linebacker in the league, in my opinion.
I know how high your standards are. And, you know, you guys have a lot of talented players on this defense and have lost some talented players and a coordinator. How much do you think is a motivating factor for you guys to show that, hey, we're still the Ravens defense?
Yeah, I think that comes with time, but I have the utmost respect for Zio and the way he run things. Fiery guy, very intense. Really matched my personality, but I think it matches the defensive personality as well as the organization. Like as being a Raven, I think what he embodies is exactly what you want in a coordinator. Very thankful for Mike and everything that he had done here, but the players, you know, life goes on. So at the end of the day, you know, wish all those guys the best who, you know, going on with their career. But don't anything change here. We're still the Ravens, and we're still going to get the job done and finish it by any means necessary. So that's our mindset. And I know each and every guy that's putting in the work this offseason, here or not here, knowing exactly what our mindset is and how we're going to get there.
What is it been like to go through that process with them and know what you've already done and what you hope to do?
Honestly, with Scott, yeah. So, like, even when the season ended, like, that's so. So, I, like, do a lot of my training on my own. So, then getting with Scott and getting a plan together for me throughout the offseason, which I think is huge for me. So, coming in is just, like, you know, something, little tweaks here and there, but things that I had already been doing pretty much throughout the offseason, running wise as well as lifting. So I think it's great, you know, having a guy like him here, can relate to the players in any way, younger guy, know what's going on, and just knowing how to approach guys and knowing how to push guys as well as getting the best out of each and every guy. And I think when you have someone like that, it's always great to have that person in the building and keep a smile on his face, bring smiles on others' faces. So definitely grateful to have him and entire staff here.
Bro, what's your thoughts on the addition of Derrick Henry to the squad?
Yeah, no, I think that's huge. I think it's going to make us stick to what we do. Having a guy like him, anytime you need a play with him and Lamar back there, I think it's going to be crucial. I'm excited. It's going to open up a lot for everyone. Going against the guy, I know the type of threat that he opposed to other defense. So it's going to be scary. I'm excited to see. And as I would say, I'm glad that I'm on the defensive side and watching those guys, cheering them on, play in and play out. Told a couple of my friends in the offseason, maybe I'll have to get some popcorn on the sideline, and you know, while I'm watching those guys go to work. So I'm definitely excited. I think it's a great piece added to us, and it's going to help us get to where we want to be.
You know, this is a new season. It's last season. How long did it take to get over the ending of last season? You were visibly frustrated with how it ended when we first spoke to you then.
Yeah, no, totally. It was definitely very, very tough, you know, after all you go through throughout the year, physically, emotionally, all those things play a part. And, you know, to come up short, it sucks, you know. And like I would say, you know, at the end of the year, there's only one winner, but I'd rather have my heart ripped out every time in a big game as opposed to losing when we did. But at the end of the day, there's just more fuel to the fire, and I'm sure it's going to inspire and fuel each and every guy that was here last year to know that we have to do what it takes to get us over the hump this year. But there's a process in place, and trust in the process, and I know each and every guy here will do the same. And if we do that, the sky's the limit.
Roquan, with the draft coming up, how much of – you know, the draft, round one on Thursday, are you going to watch? And what do you remember about your draft experience?
Honestly, I'll probably, like, have some alerts on my phone or something like that. But I'm not too sure if I'll actually be watching it. It's kind of crazy because, like, when I was a kid and then high school and then my first year or two in the league, I was, like, watching the draft throughout, like, from the first pick to the Mr. Irrelevant. Like, so I was, like, one of those type guys. But thinking back to my experience – at the draft, it was great. Out in Dallas, funny story, I'd never really done it. I was journaling out in Dallas throughout the draft because I knew it was just like a really special moment and I wanted to definitely cherish it and remember every single moment. So I was like writing the things down, but having my name called, walking across the stage, it felt very surreal being where I'm from. Like, not anyone ever gone first round where I'm from, and not many people can say that as well. A lot of great legends throughout the game. So definitely was grateful for that, and it was a great experience for me, and I wouldn't change it for anything.
When's the last time you pulled that journal out?
The last time I pulled that journal out, it was actually this offseason. So this offseason, I think when I got back to like Chicago or something, I like looked in the closet and I was like, oh, here's the journal, because I was about to write some notes for something else. And I randomly came across the journal, and it was pretty sweet just realizing like the thoughts that I was having then, as opposed to like now being way more mature, and then like just seeing how everything unfolds and being an adult. So it was definitely pretty sweet though.
Just hearing from Roquan gets me fired up, and we've got a long way to go before the start of the season, but he clearly is excited about this team and the foundation that they're building. He's also excited to have Derrick Henry on his side and no longer have to tackle him in these games. And today we heard from King Henry.
Hey, Derrick, what are your impressions here as the offseason program gets started and as you're just getting to know your new teammates?
Yeah, it's been fun getting to know everybody, putting the work in, you know, something that I love to do. Everybody's been putting the work in all week, been working hard. Just talking and getting to know each other. So it's fun. I'm a new guy on the block, so it's different, but it's been fun.
Derek, was it important to you to be here for the voluntary portions of this off-season program, and if so, why?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a new guy, so I want to make sure that, you know, I show up and show my teammates and show the organization I'm here, I'm committed, and want to come work and want to put the work in, be around my teammates and develop that relationship with them and, just really just putting the work in and work as hard as I can while I'm in the building.
Derek, is it strange? I mean, obviously you're in Tennessee your whole career and now you're in a new building and new guys. I mean, is there any part of it that feels odd or reinvigorating or, you know, now that you're at this point?
I mean, it's different. You know, I was there for 8 years, so it's going to be some adjusting. But, I'm excited. It's a new opportunity, a great opportunity for me. Excited to be a part of this organization, be around my teammates, come in, put the work in, learn everything. And sometimes change is good sometimes. And I'm excited. And it's been fun these last couple of days.
Derek specifically saw you walking out of the weight room with Zay Flowers. Just what's been your impression of him as you're starting to get to know him and build that relationship?
Yeah, Zay has kind of like that veteran presence. He's has great energy. He's always out here flying around, working hard. Y'all got to go to dinner last night, get to know them. He's a Florida boy, I'm a Florida boy, so, it's kind of easy. We got the Florida roots, so.
Derek, when we talk to you at your post-signing press conference, you hadn't had a chance yet to catch up with Lamar. I know we know he's here. Like, what have your interactions been with him, and kind of how excited are you to keep kind of getting to know him better and develop your relationship with him?
Yeah, Lamar's a cool guy. You can tell he's a great leader by how everybody flocks to him. He comes out here. He has great energy as well. He works when he's here. Only been around him for a little bit, but seemed like a great guy. You know, his body of work speaks for itself, so.
Is there a new level of maybe excitement or something, a feeling you didn't really anticipate when you actually get in the building around all your new teammates and maybe the possibilities of what you guys can do together, maybe you start thinking about that a little bit more? I mean, is there anything that kind of surprised you walking in here and getting started?
No, not really. I was excited to be here, be around them and, get to work and get to know everybody. Not getting too caught up on things that, are in the future. But just focus on the present right now is putting the work in with them, getting to know them, earning my respect from them, and then let everything translate as time goes on.
You obviously have your own training plan that you go through the season and on the off season. Scott told us that he talks with new guys, trainers, so that there's a new voice for you. How has that been throughout the last couple weeks?
It's been good for me. I love working out. I love training. I love staying in shape. So, that comes, natural to me as far as doing those things. And then coming here, getting adjusted and seeing the things that they do and, seeing the other guys go through it and me just doing those things, just trying to fit in and getting to know them and them getting to know me, but still work is work at the end of the day.
How'd you like the King Hen roll?
Say it again.
King Hen roll, was it sweet and spicy?
Oh yeah, it was fire. It was good. I gotta go try that. It was really good. So they did a good job with that one.
Yeah, through your career, obviously staying motivated has never been a problem for you, but at this stage of your career, what are the things really driving you right now, at this point? I remember when I saw your press conference, you were talking about you've already studied running backs and being longevity. Is that on your list? So what are the things on your list now?
I just love playing this game and I'm going to continue to play until, I feel like this my time is up. As long as God allowed me to play it and play it at a high level. And, a new opportunity, like I said, that I'm excited for, a great organization. And really want to hold that trophy up at the end of the year. But, it starts, right now, putting the work in and doing all those things that qualify for you to be in that position when is that time. I don't want to get too, hyped up or too, overwhelmed when talking about that. But just, putting the work in just so, you're prepared and ready to go when the season comes and, be able to play at a high level.
What does the free practice life entail exactly?
Say it again?
What is Free Crack Bakes for Life exactly entail?
I don't know. I mean, I went and tried them on Monday. They were pretty good, so I hope that's true. I hope I'll be able to come and get me some more in the future. And the seafood is pretty good, so.
Derek, I just wanted to ask real quick about the draft coming up. How much do you anticipate watching, like starting Thursday, of the NFL draft? And what do you remember most about your draft process when you came out?
Yeah, I love watching the draft. Watching the guys come into the league to finally get the opportunity, see their dreams come true, see their reactions and things like that. I think that's pretty cool. And it's pretty cool for kids who have those same dreams, aspirations to see that as well. And, you know, my draft night, it was a little different for me. I had a draft party on the first night, first round, didn't end up going. So had to go home and, watch from the couch. But when I finally got that call, it was a surreal moment I'll never forget for sure.
Hey, Derek, these workouts are obviously voluntary, but you talked about why it's important for you to be here. When you look around and Lamar Jackson's here and Roquan Smith, you know, you have team leaders that are here. What kind of tone does that set for the entire team?
Well, that just shows the leadership that's here and the type of leaders Lamar and Ro are. You know, you watch them from afar throughout the league and, you know, see their body of work and the consistency that they play with. But then you see them here showing up early, putting the work in. That speaks volumes, I'm sure, throughout, you know, the team and shows the type of leadership that they have and the leaders they are for this team.
That was Derrick Henry, who's clearly excited to be here in Baltimore. One of the guys who's going to be blocking for Henry is center Tyler Linderbaum.
How's everyone doing? Good.
Coming from a school like Iowa where the emphasis on getting in shape and working in the weight room, how has it been here with the Ravens for you?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, I think we got a really good strength staff here that pushes guys, tries to get the most out of them. I think they do a good job just, you know, working with certain groups on what they specifically need. You know, I think each year that's an emphasis and trying to improve that. They're asking questions, what we like, what we want to see, what we want to do better. You know, and it's been good. And we have good 3 days of training under our belt so far. I just need to keep building off of that.
Why is it important for you to be back with the team at this early in the offseason?
I think the biggest thing, well, one, you know, been away for 2 months. You want to get around the guys. And then just you're building off for the next season, the 2024-25 season. And it starts now. You know, this is the foundation. This is the next step in where we want to go. So, you know, I'm glad to see a good amount of guys back. And I know the guys that aren't here, they're working their tail off towards this next upcoming season.
Tyler, you and Ryan Stanley always start back on the offensive line. Does that sort of change your leadership role when new guys coming in, how you got to be more vocal maybe, to sort of get them acclimated?
Yeah, I mean, you know, any time you're going to have, you know, experience under your belt, you know, especially Ronnie's been here quite a bit. You know, we got Pat McCary. Then obviously me, I've gotten 2 years under my belt in the organization. You know, we're going to have guys that are going to have to step up and fill in. I think we have a good group of guys, a good coaching staff to be able to help the younger guys and whoever else we add that's going to step in and play.
Is it strange to walk into the room and, like, some of the familiar faces that you've been around for, you know, the start of your career, Moses and Zeitler, and, you know, they're not here anymore. Is it the kind of a weird feeling as this O-line goes through a shift and a transition?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different, you know, but that's a part of the business, you know. Other guys get different opportunities elsewhere. You know, it's just the next guy in mentality. You know, we got a good group of young guys, you know, that are eager to step in and show what they can do. And I'm excited, you know, to see how, you know, we build off of that.
Tyler, do you watch any of the linemen coming in? I mean, do you do any scouting ahead of time before the draft? Do you give any feedback to Joe D or Eric about different guys you like or you know of, or are you not there yet?
I'm not there yet. No, I couldn't tell you too many offensive linemen coming out. But, you know, each year there's a lot of talented kids, you know. So, you know, whether we had guys in the draft, had guys in free agency, you know, they handle that upstairs. And it's our job just getting better right now as a unit. And then, you know, once guys get here, you know, just building off of that into OTAs and build that chemistry.
Tyler, what are you going to be doing next Thursday night, round one of the draft? Do you watch it? How much attention do you pay to it?
Shoot, I mean, it goes pretty late, so I might be in bed. But we'll see. I mean, I'll probably – it's a fun thing to watch. You know, it's – I remember, you know, back when I got drafted, it was a special moment. And it's going to be special for all those guys that get drafted. And even the guys who, you know, don't get drafted just have the opportunity to make it to a team. You know, it's exciting times, a new chapter in guys' life. So it's a pretty special event. So, you know, I'll probably turn it on.
Drafted. What is so memorable about that experience, and what, you know, the moment that you just kind of see that dream realized?
Yeah, just I think for me, just being around my family, being around, you know, I got trying to invite as many people that made an impact on my life to get there and enjoy that special moment. So it was really cool to see all the people that made an impact on me be there to support me.
Sharing his thoughts about draft prospects and also about where he thinks offense needs to go. Have you two gotten together since offseason, or since the season ended, to talk about the main things you want to do to, you know, maybe get a little further next season or alter the offense?
No, we haven't talked about that. I mean, the biggest thing right now that I'm focused on is how the O-line plays, you know, how we play together, how we work together. And it, like I said earlier, it just starts now. It starts with getting guys back, working out together. You know, once football school starts up, OTAs, building that chemistry, and all the other things will take care of itself. You know, as the O-line, we don't need to really worry about much. We just got to block the guy in front of us and work together. So that's kind of what we're focused on.
Tyler, you spoke to having 2 years under your belt. Is your approach at this point any different than previous years?
No, I mean, it's always, I think last year, going into last year, I had a, you know, better grasp on the NFL. Just rookie season, a long season. Kind of don't know what to expect. You know, last year, just a better grip on things. And then going into this year, just know what I need to work on, know the things that I need to get better at. And then, you know, like I said, just building that chemistry with the unit.
Given that, you know, year three, some of the turnover that you were just talking about in the group, do you view yourself as kind of opportunity to be more vocal, more kind of a leader within that group? Obviously, you still have some guys coming back that have been around, but do you sort of view that, I guess, as an opportunity for you to sort of do that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm the same since I came in. You know, I'm going to be the same. Just comes with the position. You know, you're gonna have to be vocal. You're going to have to communicate with guys. So I don't think in terms of that, things haven't changed. Just be the guy that teammates can look towards, and you know, they can have trust in me that I can get the job done.
What have been your first impressions of Derrick Henry?
Awesome. I mean, shoot, the guy's very built and strong and fast. So he'll be a good addition for us. You know, we're excited to have him on our team. You know, and you know, we're looking forward to, you know, to see the things that he can do for us. I mean, that's this past 4 years is the most women's basketball I've ever watched, and I watch it more than the men's basketball. You know, the things that she's done for the game of basketball has been fun to watch, and just being able, you know, from Iowa, she's from Iowa, and just to see the development and the growth that she's done for that program and the sport of women's basketball has been awesome. So,
all right, thank you,
Kyle. That's good.
That was Senator Tyler Linderbaum. You're listening to the Ravens Press Pass Podcast. Also, make sure you head over to the Lounge Podcast feed. We're getting you ready for the draft with all sorts of draft coverage between now and next week. So check that out as well. Make sure you leave a rating and a review and hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Thanks for listening.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
Not
to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.